Hey everyone, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. Today I want to talk to you about a very cool new extensibility technology for Outlook, namely actionable messages. My name is David Clough and I'm part of what we call the Outlook ecosystem team, which is a small part of the overall Office ecosystem team. So let's get right into it and take a look at what an actionable message actually is. If you're like me, there are plenty of things that you're being asked to do in email on a daily basis. But most of the time, you have to click somewhere or maybe go to an external site and complete that action there. With actionable messages, what we're saying is that now you can take actions right from Outlook. Like, for example, you could retweet a Twitter post. You could approve an expense report. You could mark a task as complete, and so many other things. And the way we do this is first make it available in Outlook and Outlook Web App. So that means that your scenario is going to work wherever your user is actually working. And it works over Office 365 connectors. If you've never heard of Office 365 connectors, feel free to go to MSDN. But this is a great way to connect external services to Outlook groups. And it also works over SMTP, and this is what we're going to take a closer look at today because it's very, very powerful technology. What we let you do is send a very concise and straight to the point little card that is expressed in a very simple yet powerful JSON-based format. And in there, you can declare actions. And some of those actions are going to make HTTP post calls to an external service of your choice. And what's more, in addition to that, you can actually add inputs so that those HTTP post requests take input from the end user and send those to the third-party service. And we're going to see a demo of that. Very, very powerful. We support multiple types of input, like a text box, date time, and even a combo box so that you have multiple choice possibilities. And instead of going on with the slides, I think it's best to actually switch to doing demos. So let's just go ahead. The first thing that I want to show you is a working scenario of a quick poll mechanism. So essentially, from Outlook, I want to be able to start a quick poll and then make that ask a bunch of people to respond. I've done that with an Outlook add-in, which is not a requirement, but this actually makes it possible, you know, to have a scenario that starts and ends in Outlook. So here, this is a poll. It's pre-populated. It's for meal preference. I'm going to add two options. I'm going to scroll down here, send the poll. And what you're going to see is that I have two accounts here, Shiva and David, who are both recipients of the poll. They're both going to receive an email in their inbox. Apparently, Shiva received it first. And if I click on this, I can see that little card that was previewed in the poll creation interface. And from there, Shiva is just going to be able to say, hey, I want vegetarian. Submit. And just like that, he's actually responded to the survey. No need to go to an external website. This streamlines the process like crazy, right? And not only that, but now David can actually respond to the poll himself and say, why not? Gluten-free, say submit. You can see that David even sees now the global results. And if I go back to Shiva's mailbox and hit the refresh results action from that card, I now have the latest results as well. So really, an end-to-end scenario that works with those actionable messages, as you can see, very nice-looking cards and very simple actions. It's a declarative thing. Now, how does that work? And how could you actually build a scenario that takes advantage of actionable messages? Let's go straight to it with a little demo. And let me bring Visual Studio up for this. So the first thing that you need to do is actually send a message. This is not something that can be done in the normal Compose window of Outlook or OWA. I have to programmatically send an email. So here what I've done is create a very small application with WPF that actually sends an email. It's that window here. It's going to have a text box for me to paste the body in and a button that's going to send. I'm using one account that sends to themselves. This way, you know, very, very simple. I have pinned that application that's pre-compiled there. I'm just going to launch it. Okay, so now what do I do? Let's pretend I have never heard of that technology or I just decided to take a look at it. The first thing that you're going to need to do is to go to dev email.outlook.com. When you land there, you're going to see there's an actionable message category up there, and then a getting started. That's probably where I want to go to get started. So I'm going to scroll down. I see that I need to create a card. That makes sense. Apparently, there's a tool called Message Card Playground. So I'm going to navigate there. Maybe that's going to help me create my card. Yeah, indeed, I can see here the JSON payload that generates this particular card and a bunch of scenarios here that I can take a look at. Those are examples of how to create a card. Great. This one has multiple actions. Oh, combo box and so on. Okay, quite powerful. Okay, now let's just say I'm going to create my card, and of course, I'm going to spare you the time that it would actually take me to do it. And I have a little cheat sheet here where I have a card that is pre-made. And it's right there. So I'm just going to copy all of this and paste it into the playground so that you can actually see what it looks like. Okay, so this is the card that I want to send to my user. Essentially, I want to say welcome to them, but I want to ask for their name first. Right? So here, what's noteworthy is you can see that there's an input defined of type text input. This is just going to be that text box here. And then there's an action below, which is an HTTP post, and that's going to make a call to a service that I'm going to code myself. To do that, I'm going to need to set its target URL, its body and body content, but we'll get back to that right after, right? First, let me actually send that card. So let me go back to the documentation. I have a card that's great. For now, it's in the playground. Now, how do I send that actionable message via email? Okay, card. Okay, now I need to put my card in a script tag. Okay, and then I need to put that script tag into the HTML body of my email. Okay, super. I'm just going to copy that. Let's see if it works. Just copy this whole thing and go back to my little app here, paste that as the body, hit send. All right. And now if I go to mailbox, I can see that indeed David received that little message. And that is the demo from the website. Awesome. So this is a good start. But now what I really want is my card. So I'm going to copy that JSON payload that I have here in the playground, go back to my little application, and I'm just simply going to replace what's there with mine. Right? Normally, this would actually send David the card that I really care about. Awesome, this is exactly it. But now if I click OK, obviously nothing, it's not going to work because there is no action, there's no service backing my actionable message. So what we need to do now is actually create a service. So I'm going to go back to the playground and first take a look at how to make it, an actionable message HTTP post action call into a service. Essentially what I'm saying here is that I want my HTTP post to make a call to that target URL. As you can see, helloam.azurewebsites.net/api/hello, that will be my method. And I want the body of that request to actually be populated with name.value between curly brackets. This is actually a way for me to grab the value of the input with ID name, which is this one, and stick it in the body of my request. And I also want to say that the body is actually is JSON. Okay, great. So that's how I want to call my service. Now I need to actually make the service respond. So I have a service here already done, obviously. It is not yet pushed to Azure. What I need to do is simply go to the controller. This is an ASP.NET Web API service. And in that controller, I just need to add my method. I'm going to cheat again because I don't want you to see me fail at writing code as I'm recording this. So let's go back there. So I'm just going to add this. And what you see here is that I'm just declaring HTTP post methods called hello. It's going to take the name parameter from the body, which is exactly how I defined it in the card itself. And as a result of the action being successfully executed, what I want to do is return what we call a refresh card. So the principle here is that when an HTTP post action succeeds, your service can return a completely new version of the card that contains whatever it is that you want. New actions, fewer actions, more actions, new text, new images, anything you want. Super powerful. You can actually do back and forth like that. So here, I'm going to focus on a very simple scenario. I got a name, and the only thing that I want to say in that refreshed card is hello, and mention the name, and just say nice to meet you. And this is exactly what I'm doing here. So I put that as a comment above because here I have to escape the quotes, but this is what this and that are exactly the same thing. I'm just substituting the name here. And here, essentially, I'm creating my response. This is just pure ASP.NET Web API stuff. Nothing crazy about it. And the one thing that I have to do in addition to all of that is set an additional header in the response of the request. A header that actually tells the receiving client, Outlook, that the body of the response actually contains a refresh card. We do that for performance reasons, so that if you're calling into an existing service that returns anything but a refresh card that we would not understand anyway, we don't even parse it and therefore save resources and time. So that's my service. I'm just going to publish it by hitting the publish button here. It's going to take just a few seconds. Hopefully. Yes, let's go. All right. And now I have just that message that I've already sent essentially is already configured to call into that HTTP endpoint once that HTTP endpoint exists. So what I'm going to do is simply type my name and hit OK again. And if everything works well, the service is going to take a few seconds to start up on Azure. But once the response comes back, we should see the card being refreshed and say hi to me. Come on, let's do it. There we go. So as you can see, it's extremely easy to, one, send an actionable message over email, programmatically extremely easy, just a script tag within the HTML body of your message. It's very easy to design a card thanks to the Playground tool. And it's also very easy to implement a service that responds to those HTTP post actions and that also returns an updated card if necessary, because this is not a requirement. Now let's go back to the deck real quick. I just wanted to do a little call for action here. Take a look at your internal processes and see which ones could actually take advantage of actionable messages. And then go ahead, prototype. See how you can streamline everything. We think it's really, really powerful and will save a lot of people a lot of time. If you want to get started with actionable messages, get in touch with us. There is a form on the web, which will soon be replaced by a full-fledged automated registration portal. Let us know if you have questions. And if you need help, all the resources you need are on dev.outlook.com. Thank you very much, and have a great Build 2017.